And we're back after the timeout. Get ready for the announcement of the starting lineup for these two teams. The Almighty Comets, the number two seed, coming in with the district as they play the top-seeded Ellington Lady Whippets here in the championship game. All will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They're wearing the road blues trimmed in the gold, while the Ellington Whippets are wearing the white trimmed in the orange and black. All right, just get ready for the starting lineups here. First for the Alton Comets, as again mentioned a while ago, Avery Clary, Jason Mott, Courtney Sharp, Evan Montgomery, and Mackenzie Smith. And the start, number 14, first, and Mackenzie Smith, we're at number 20. Number 22, Avery Clary. Number 23, Jason Mott. And number 34, Evan Montgomery, then listed as 11 in the book. So, Evan Montgomery wearing number 34 tonight for the Alton Lady Comets. Now we're ready for the announcement now. And let's go with number 11, Abby Harper for the Whippets. Number 24, that is Dylan Price. Number 30, Gretchen Hackworth. Number 32, Kaylee King. And number 42, Laura Gore for the Ellington Lady Whippets. So it'll be Harper, Price, Hackworth, King, and Gore for Ellington. Clary, Mott, Sharp, Montgomery, and Smith for the Alton Comets. Now Ellington, first team to take the court. Number 11, Abby Harper, stepped into the center circle. She will jump it up from there. And it'll be Courtney Sharp in the middle for the Alton Lady Comets. And the Comets come out onto the court. Folks, we are ready to go. 8 minutes on the clock. And the three-man officiating crew for this championship game. And here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Alton Lady Comets. Montgomery got it. He's up the floor to Jason Mott. Excuse me, that's Mackenzie Smith. I'm sorry, number 20. Mackenzie Smith working away from the defense. Gets it out to Montgomery. Montgomery now to Clary. Clary working up the left side, going all the way to the bucket. He's going to get fouled on the drive. It'll be before the shot. Foul will be on Ellington, number 24. That is Dylan Price. Price called for the foul. They call him 42. I got it back. Laura Gore called for the foul. All inbounds the basketball. Got it to Mackenzie Smith. Out to Clary. Clary swings over on the left side. Evan Montgomery fires a three. That one's off the front rim. No good. And rebound taken by Ellington. Here they come. That is King. King going all the way. The bucket lays it up. No good. Rebound Ellington. Going to get a foul called on the return shot. That'll be on the Alton Lady Comets. Called for foul, Evan Montgomery. Montgomery called the foul. First free throw is up. And it's good for number 30, Gretchen Hackworth. So Ellington jumped out to the 1-0 lead. Hackworth to shoot another. Got the offensive rebound. Was fouled on the way bucket. Back up with the basketball. And the second free throw is good for Hackworth. 2 points on the line for Hackworth and Ellington out to the 2-0 lead. Alton Comets with a basketball. Montgomery works it behind the back on the dribble. Feeds over to Avery Clary on the left side wing. Ellington playing. It's being man-to-man defense here to give out to Jason Mott. 3-point try is no good. Rebound of the Sharp off to Mackenzie Smith. She can't score. And rebound controlled by Ellington. Here comes the lady with it. King pushes up the floor. Got it in the corner. Long shot is up. And it's good. Dylan Price, number 24, hits the three. And Ellington out to the 5-0 lead. Alton again with the basketball. Had a couple of good looks at the bucket, just couldn't get the shots to drop. Alton working on the perimeter, got it out top to Mott. Swings it on the right side for Montgomery. Montgomery back out top, and we're going to get a foul call. That'll be on number 32, Kaylee King. That'll be foul number two on Ellington already in the game. King trying to take it away from Evan Montgomery. Out in the open floor, everybody saw that one. Alton will trigger it in on the sideline. He'll bring it in the backcourt to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie steps it across the timeline, pulls up her dribble, and she traveled. Yes, she did. Mackenzie Smith for Alton pulled up the dribble and then took another step. So Alton with a turnover. It's 5-0 Ellington with 6:36 to go in the first quarter. Here they come. Price brings it on the right side. Got it to Hackworth. Hackworth gives it off down the corner. 6-1 drive. Good! Number 32, Kaylee King. And folks, you're going to hear that game a lot, or that name a lot. She is one of the best female basketball players in our part of the world. Ellington. Back in the defense. Here's Avery Clary going down the middle of the lane. Got around the defense. Puts the shot up. No good. The rebound taken by Ellington. And then Price dribbled off her foot out of bounds. It'll be Alton County basketball here with 6:04 to go in the first quarter. Montgomery jumps it in the middle of the Sharp. Sharp going up with a shot off the window. No good. Rebound comes out long. Volleyed around and going to go out of bounds. Off the hands of the Alton Lady Comet. Courtney Sharp trying to poke it away from behind. And it went out of bounds. Ellington will trigger it in. Number 11, Abby Harper. Pass the ball in to Dylan Price. Price takes it off the screen on the left side. Feet down the corner to King. King will bring it out to the wing. Now dump it off. Get it right back on the baseline. Weaves around the defense. Got it back outside. Three-point shot on the way. No good. And the rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Good rebound there for Courtney Sharp. So Alton needing a bucket here. Has not scored yet in the first quarter. Montgomery outside working against King. Pulls up her dribble. Gives it to McKenzie Smith. Off to Mock. Mock going all the way to the basket. Lays it up. No, but she fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. I believe they're going to get Hackworth with the foul. Yeah, they do. Number 30, Gretchen Hackworth called for the foul. Team foul number 3 on Ellington. And Alton will send Jaden Mock to the free throw line. And the first one is up and good. So Mock hits the free throw. And the Old Lady Comets will finally get on the board with 5:23 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw for Mock is up, and it's no good. And ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Ellington with 5:23 to go in the first quarter. Lady with it out to the 8-1 lead. They'll swing it to the right side. Got it there for number 42, Laura Gore. Gore swings it around the horn the other way. And now a travel going to be called on Ellington. Number 24, Dylan Price, thought about passing it one time and tried to stop and picked up the scissors quick. So Ellington with a turnover. And Alton will come the other way, down by 7, 5 minutes to go. First quarter. All goes right side to Clary. She'll just a long three. That one bounces off the front iron. No good. Boy, that looked good from here. No good. Ellington with a rebound. All the way down the floor goes Price. Price gets it back out and around the horn. It's King. She'll set up a three, and it's good. King with her second three-pointer in the first quarter, and Ellington out to an 11-1 lead. Here's Alton coming the other way. Montgomery with it. Got it to Mock. Mock down to McKenzie Smith. McKenzie cut off from the bucket on the baseline. Beats it out to Avery Clary. She gets to Montgomery. Short jumper in the lane. So good. Rebound taken by Harper for Ellington. Got it off to Price. Price dumps it down inside. Nice pass down to Hackworth. And Hackworth gets hacked as she goes up with a shot. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul, and the officials get together to see who they want to call it on. There were two there, two Alton Comets, and they're going to call it on who? Called it on number 22, Avery Clary. That'll be on Avery, her first of the night. Now, midway through the first quarter, it's been all Ellington so far. And now here come a couple of the Warrens, Gracie Warren and Maggie Warren check in. Smith and Mock will go out for Alton. And Hackworth with the free throw will shoot another. This one is up, and it's no good. And the rebound is going to go off the hands of Alton out of bounds. Ellington will get it back. By the way, Hackworth hit one of the two free throws. Ellington inbounds it, got it out top. For Gore, three-point shot. Laura Gore hits the three, and that is the fourth three-pointer by Ellington here in the first 4 minutes of the game. Alton with it. Montgomery gets it open in the lane. Goes up the one-hander, and it's good. Evan Montgomery with the first field goal of the game for the Alton Comets. Makes it 15-3. Ellington with the ball. King with it. Got it out front for Price. Price back over on the other side. Will give and go. Here's a nice bucket on the cut to Hackworth. Hackworth with her first field goal. She's out five. and Ellington leads it 17-3. Alton working on the perimeter. Avery Cleary out on top. A little crossover dribble is taken away by Hackworth. Hackworth will drive to the other end for the layup. It's good. Hackworth with seven, and Alton wants a timeout. It's 19-3 with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Alton, Lady Comets are down. We'll take a timeout. Get back in first on the ETOM Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moon Eye Jigs and Amiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Stephanie Miller, quick to call that timeout. Her team is down by 16 points, and we're 4.5 minutes into the game. This Ellington bunch, folks, I'm telling you, they're for real. They are really good. They're back on the defensive end. Looks like they're going to play a little man-to-man. Alton with the basketball. Montgomery crosses the timeline, feeds it off to Maggie Warren, and off to Gracie Warren. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Here comes Ellington on the run. They're good in motion. There's King taking it down the right side lane, feeds it outside. Another three-point ball is up. No good. The rebound taken by Courtney Sharp. Well, the Alton Lady Comets. Well, that time King couldn't connect. And Alton comes the other way, needing a bucket here. Gracie Warren's got it on the right side. Gracie looking for the outlet, got it to Montgomery. Everett, little dribble drive, got cut off. Now goes through the double team, who's going to get fouled if she stepped through that double team. That'll be on number 11. That is Abby Harper for Ellington, and that'll be team foul number 4 on the Ellington Whippets tonight. Alton will trigger it in. Got it to Courtney Sharp in the corner. Courtney puts it on the floor one time, gets it out to Gracie Warren. Now off to Cleary. Cleary off to Montgomery. Montgomery up on the drive to baseline, gets cut off by a double team, and there's a hell ball as she gets tied up by Gore. That's just the way they play Ellington. They're all over it defensively, and you pull up your dribble drive, and they're going to jump on you with a double team. Here's number 4 checking into the ball game, Ella Morton, and Abby Harper will check out. Our first sub of the game tonight for Ellington. 19-3, Ellington with the lead, 2:29 to go in the first quarter. They push it up to Morton on the wing. She'll bring it out top. That is Price. Brings it down the left corner to King. King, a little running one-hander, is up and no good. And a foul on the rebound going to be on Ellington. Number 4, Ella Morton is going to be called for the foul. That'll be team foul number 5 on Ellington. So Ellington building up the fouls here. They don't really seem to mind. Got a pretty good bench over on the sideline. Alton brings it all into the front court. Alton's been held to one field goal for the first 6 minutes of this first quarter. Montgomery's got it now on the right side. Brings it back out top for Gracie Warren. Gracie back over to Montgomery. And now Cleary. Cleary makes left, moves right with the dribble, pulls up with a three-point shot. That one is up off the backboard, no good, and the rebound taken by Ellington. And here they come. Price running up the floor, gives it to King. A long three. That one is no good, and the rebound taken by Maggie Warren for Alton. Maggie gives off to Montgomery. Montgomery races up the floor behind the back of the dribble, shoots a running one-hander, and it's good. Nice play by Evan Montgomery. She got 4 of the Alton 5 points. Here's Ellington on the other end, 3-point try up, and good by Dylan Price. Price with her second 3-pointer. And the 5th of the first quarter for Ellington. Price has got 6 points. 22-5. Here's Alton. Nice pass down inside. Got the ball to Gracie Warren. Gets it over to Sharp, and she puts it up and in. Courtney Sharp with her first bucket of the night. And here comes Ellington with the ball. Right side, they give it to Morton. Back outside to King. To go to Hackworth. Hackworth back out to King. Fakes the three. Moves into the lane. Dumps it down to Hackworth. Her shot is no good. The rebound taken by Courtney Sharp. Below the Alton Lady Comets. So Alton with a chance to get back to within 13 here, we're down under a minute to go in the first quarter. Cleary brings in the front court, feeds it on top to Gracie Warren. Over to Maggie Warren. Warren now to Sharp. Sharp looks at cutters in the lane, nobody open. As the ball pokes away, and that's going to be a foul on Hackworth. Hackworth just picks up her second foul for Ellington. And substitution for Alton as Clary goes out. Gracie Warren and Courtney Sharp go out. Willard is checked in. And all inbounds the ball. Mackenzie Smith, who just checked back in, goes down to the baseline. Down to throw it back out to Maggie Warren, and it goes out of bounds. So Allie Willard is in. Mackenzie Smith back in for the Alton Comets. 30 seconds to go on the turnover. 22-7, Ellington with the lead. They bring the ball into the front court. King gives it high post to Harper. Harper outside the door. Long pass goes over to Morton. Morton on the wing, got his side to King. Back outside in the corner now. And back outside to Morton. Morton hits the jumper from the baseline. Great ball movement by Ellington, and they got the easy shot. 24-7. Here's Montgomery for Alton. Into the lane, gets out to Maggie Warren for three. It's a buzzer. That's no good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 24-7. All Ellington in the first quarter. We'll be back to Van Buren in just 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And we're back here for one quarter of play. Our score 24-7. The Alton Lady Comets are down here in the last two District 2 championship games. And it's been all Ellington here early. The Ellington Lady Whippets with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers in the first quarter. They lead it 24-7. And good balance scoring up and down their lineup. Price to hit 2 threes, she got 6 points. Hackworth, no threes, she got 7. Kaylee King has hit 2 threes. She's got 6. And a 3 for Laura Gore. By the way, Hackworth and Gore, the only seniors on the floor for the Ellington Lady Whippets. Yeah, they're relatively young. They're going to challenge for a state title. Alton with the ball. Starts second quarter. Out into Jaden Mock. Gets it now to Maggie Warren. Maggie dumps it down to Willard. Willard goes up with a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Morton for Ellington. She got it to King. King up the floor. Got it on the baseline now. There's a travel, yep. Number 24, Price. Didn't really see it coming at first. Made the catch, but it was an awkward catch as she shuffled her feet. Couldn't get the ball down on the floor. She was in motion. And Alton gets it after the turnover. Ball up to Jaden Mock. Mock swings it cross court to Mackenzie Smith. Now to Everett Montgomery. Outside to Maggie Warren. Off to Mock. Mock driving inside, trying to get to Willard. Ball's loose on the floor. Ellington comes out there with it. Now Willard steals it back, and now Ellington got it back. And it's King going up the left sideline. Wide open for the three. Doesn't take it. Trying to dump it down inside. Ball is going to be knocked away and out of bounds by the Alton defense. Well, King had the right idea just to get the execution as the defense got there and knocked it away. 7 minutes to go in the half. All Ellington, 24-7. They're on the inbound. They'll bring it out front to Gore. Gore wide open for a three. It is off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Ellington. Price had it. Brings it cross court to Gore. Back over to Price. Price diving down to the baseline. Trying to feed it back out in the corner. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. That's a good defensive play there by Alton as they kept Price from getting the ball up on the rim. Price girl, Dylan Price, just a sophomore. And the King girl, just a junior. Mentioned they are young and man, they are good. Alton with it. Evan Montgomery. He's on the right side to Mackenzie Smith. Right back to Montgomery in the corner. Jewel drives out to the wing and now all the way around to the top of the key. Feeds it over to Jaden Mock. Mock looking inside. Trying to get to Willard. Couldn't. And the ball is stolen by Price for Ellington. And here she comes on the break. Ellington pulls up top of the key. Got it over to Harper. Harper back over. And now back down to Price on the baseline. Long cross-court pass taken by Harper. Abby Harper back outside now for King, number 32. Kaylee King, she'll fire the three-point shot. That's off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes out long. Gore runs it down for Ellington. Gore to the right side, inside to King. King dumps it out in the corner. Good ball movement to Morton. To Gore, or no, that was Price who hit the three. Price with another three, her third one in the first half. She's got 9 points. And Ellington now leads it by 20, 27-7. Alton working the ball down low. Got it to Willard. Goes up with the left hand, and it's good. Allie Willard off the bench with her first 2 points of the ball game. Ellington comes the other way. They got it out front. They'll give it to Morton. Morton, the junior, swings it left side to Gore. Gore gives it back to Price. Price working out front against the defense. Now goes in the lane, throws up a little running one-hander. No good. And the rebound taken by Allie Willard for Alton. Here come Lady Kalmus on the break. Evan Montgomery up to the top of the key. Leans it on the left side to Jaden Mock. Mock going down to the baseline. Is going to get fouled as she makes the move toward the basket. Foul will be on Ellington's number 11. Yep, number 11, Abby Harper. That'll be number two on Harper. Substitutions now for Alton as Avery Clary checks in and Courtney Sharp, Maggie Warren, and Evan Montgomery go to the sideline. Also, Abby Harper checks out for Ellington. Number 14 checks in. That is Sadie Lloyd. Free throw is up and no good for Mock. Rebound taken by Willard. Got it back out to Mock, and she gets fouled again. This time it'll be on number 24. Up number 42, Gore. Second foul on Gore, so the foul's starting to pile up. Well, the Ellington Lady Whippets, and Mott misses the free throw again. And the rebound comes out long, and Willard's got it for all. Back to Mott, going up with a shot. They're going to call a hell ball as the shot was blocked. And the possession belonged to the Ellington Lady Whippets with 5:03 to play in the first half. Alton down by 18. They need a bucket. They need a bunch of them. But Ellington's got the ball. Ellington with it out front. That is Morton. Spins away from the defense. Got the ball down to Hackworth. Hackworth trying to throw it back outside. And the ball is intercepted by Avery Clary. Lady Comet. Jaden Moss. Take it down to the baseline in the left corner. Jumping it down inside to Courtney Sharp. Goes up strong and scores. Courtney Sharp with a bucket. She got 4 points. Makes it a 16-point game. Alton with a little run here. Scored the last 4 points in the game. And here's a foul on Willard as Ellington tried to go down inside for Hackworth. And Willard going to be called for the foul. She tried to push it away from the backside. And substitution, number 14, Sadie Lloyd, checks out as Price is back in for Ellington. Ellington, all the starters back out there except for Morton. There's King going to fire a three. That one's up off the rim, no good. Rebound, run down the corner by Courtney Sharp. Here come the Lady Comets. Mackenzie Smith races up the sideline, feeds it back out to Clary at the top of the key. Avery working away from the defense. Spins away, still on the dribble. Trying to lob one down to Willard, threw it over her head, and Ellington picks it off. Here comes Price up the floor. Almost had it stolen by Mott. Loose ball picked up by Ellington. Back out to Kaylee King. King, number 32, wing it to Gore. Now around to Morton. Morton wide open, doesn't take the three. Gives it to Price. She'll go toward the bucket, pull up with a shot, no. Gore with the offensive rebound, count it, and a foul. What a Gore. Now it's 5 points for Ellington. Foul on the ladies' Comets. Number 14, Courtney Sharp. That'll be the first on Courtney. And Gore will go to the side, or Gore will go to the free throw line. Jaden Mott goes to the sideline for Alton as Gracie Warren checks back in. Free throw is no good. Rebound controlled by Courtney Sharp. And here come the Lady Comets. Mackenzie Smith races everybody down the floor. Gets a shot up, no good. Gracie Warren rebounds, can't score. And now we get a hell ball on the rebound as two players go crash into the floor. That was Mackenzie Smith tied up down there with Gore. And no hell ball called. Alton will get it. Or they did call the hell ball. Alton will get it on the inbound. That's to Courtney Sharp in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's good off the window. Courtney Sharp now with six. And Ellington coming the other way with a 16-point lead, 29-13. They throw a cross-court pass to Gore. That's to Kaylee King. Out top now for Morton. Morton got off the Price. Price driving the baseline. Her pass through the middle of the lane. Almost intercepted. Now I get a foul on Courtney Sharp. Ball was picked up by Gore. And we get a foul called on Courtney Sharp, and that'll be number two on Courtney. Courtney trying to intercept it. Got her by the arm. Now Mackenzie Smith out of the game for Alton. And Evan Montgomery checks back in. Here's Price with a shot off the inbound play. 3 points attempt, no good. And the rebound taken by Allie Willard for Alton. Willard gives it off to Montgomery. Montgomery races up the floor, gets to Clary. Long three-pointer. Off the front rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Ella Morton for Ellington. Ellington up 29-13. Ellington's only scored 5 points, points here in the first 5 minutes plus in this second quarter. After scoring 24 in the first, here's a shot up and no good by Morton. Rebounded by Ellington. They get it to Kaylee King. A little 15-footer. Good. King now with 8 in the first half. Good balance scoring for Ellington. Alton now on the inbound. We'll get it in to Montgomery. Montgomery brings up across the timeline. Comes to the top of the key. Swings over to Clary. Avery has not scored in the ballgame. Alton with it. Has to Gracie Warren. Warren back off to Montgomery. Montgomery leads Alton with 6 points here in the first half. Right back to Clary. Dumping it down inside now to Willard. Her shot is up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Follows it up and in. Allie Willard off the bench with 4 points tonight for Alton. And Lady Comets back within 16. Here's Price, three-pointer off the left side, no good. Rebound taken by Harper. Harper gets it back out to King. King works away from the defense on the dribble drive, feeds it out on top. Now it's to Harper, and Harper throwing it to the left side, trying to get it to Price, and it goes overhead and out of bounds. So Alton with the basketball after the Ellington turnover with a minute 41 to go in the first half. Alton trying to cut the lead back to 14 on this possession. Montgomery steps it into the front court. That's there by the defense. Feeds it right side to Gracie Warren. Out top now to Clary. Clary, a little crossover move in the middle. Pulls up with a running one-hander. No good. And a rebound fought for. And it's going to be out of bounds off the hand of the Alton Lady Counts. Ellington gets it back. Leading 31-15. And now we get a timeout call by Ellington. 31-15. Ellington with the lead. They'll have the ball when we come back after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
I hear the buzzer. We're back here at Van Buren, the Class 2 District 2 Girls Championship. It's been all Ellington so far tonight. They lead it 31-15 with a minute 24 to go in the first half. And Ellington's got the ball. Price walking it up the floor. I want to remind you, if you tuned in, maybe expecting to hear the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They are over on our sister station, AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. Ellington working around the perimeter of the Comet zone defense. Kaylee King has got it now, moves off the screen, couldn't get the shot, and gives the ball up for Abby Harper. Harper outside, around the horn it goes for Morton. Morton back out front to Price. Price bounces one down to King, wide open from the wing. She'll shoot that one to score. Kaylee King now with the 11. That's her third three-pointer of the game. Ellington seventh as a team. They lead it now 34-15. Down to 40 seconds to go in the first half, and Alton throws it away on the other end. Avery Clary trying to get it down to Willard, and Willard couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And back to Ellington, who will probably hold here for the final shot of the half. Price, or excuse me, Kaylee King, number 32, brings in the front court, feeds the left side to Dylan Price. Price back to King in the right corner. King open, didn't take the shot, now moves in the lane, kicks it out. Shot is on the way. That is no good by Morton. Rebound by Allie Willard. Drop. Lady Comets on the break. Montgomery up the middle of the floor. Pulls up. Top of the key. Three-point shot is good. Evan Montgomery. First made three-pointer of the night for Alton. She's got 7 points, and Alton back to within 16. Here goes Kaylee King in the lane for Ellington. Trying to dump it off to Hackworth. She didn't see it coming. And the ball goes, whistles out of bounds. Right by her head. Would have been a foot over, would have smacked her right in the face. And with 1.3 seconds, Montgomery fires a long shot. Oh, that one almost hit. That one hit the rim. That's the end of our first half. Our score, 34-18. Olsen, Lady Comets trail. The Ellington Lady with it here in the Class 2 District 2 Championship game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with halftime in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Cindy Bradford, loan officer at the Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back here at the Van Buren High School, the site of the Class 2 District Tournament. Coach Hopeland and his crew. The guys putting on this tournament and getting these finals in has been a chore after all the ice and things that we had. And they're just doing a great job to get this in today. So these teams have a little bit of time, or at least the winners have a little bit of time to rest and start getting ready for the sectionals coming up on Wednesday. Winner of this game will play in the sectional at the Libla Sports Complex, or the Libla Family Sports Complex, on the campus of Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff on Wednesday. I believe that'll be a 6 o'clock start for the girls' game on Wednesday. The boys at 7:45. We already know the Alton Comets will be there, as they won the district championship for a second straight year, beating East Carter earlier this evening, 64-50. By the way, earlier today in a game you heard here on K-Country 95, Bayer Bobcats won their 9th straight district title as they beat the 2-time defending state champion Hartville Eagles in their game over at Houston High School. And the Bobcats won that one 54-34 was the final. The Bobcats with a great defensive effort again today, beating Hartville again 54-34. Here, the Alton Lady Comets actually outscored Ellington in that second quarter by a 11-10 margin, but Ellington just exploded here at the outset of the game. They had 5 3-pointers in the first quarter and ran out to a 24-7 first quarter lead, and they just kind of maintained that here throughout the game. And the 3-point shooting did cool off a little bit for Ellington in that second quarter. And the Alton Lady Comets, they just keep playing. They're playing hard, and they're just down here by 16 at the half. And I guarantee you, Coach Miller in that locker room telling them, they'll just do some things, make some shots, take a little bit better care of the basketball here in the second half. They got a shot at coming back and maybe pulling a huge upset here tonight in this district final. Ellington, now the odds-on favorite to win the state championship in Class 2 again. They've been ranked number one all season long. All right, again, it's halftime. We'll check the first half scoring, first up for the Alton Lady Comets. They're led by Evan Montgomery. Montgomery has scored 7 of the Comets' points here in the first half. 6 points for Courtney Sharp, 4 for Allie Willard, and just 1 for Jaden Mock. For the Ellington Lady Whippets, they're led by Kaylee King. Of course, she got 11, hit 3 3-pointers in the first half. 3 3-pointers for Dylan Fry. She got 9 points in the game. 7 for Gretchen Hackworth, and 5, including a three-pointer for Laura Gore, a 2 for Ella Morton. Again, Ellington with the lead at the half, 34-18. I want to check in with Mike Robertson back at the Sports Center. I know, Mike, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are playing in the regional tournament down in Hillcrest over on AM 1290 and FM 103.7. The Gift, have you been able to find a score? I know that game's still pretty early.
Well, actually, it's in the third quarter, Mike. I've been kind of keeping an eye on it. It's 34-11, Mammoth Spring leading that.
All right, so it looks like the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will advance into the second round, which, by the way, will be on Monday at Hillcrest. The semifinals will be on Monday, and the finals on Tuesday. And then, of course, the state tournament begins on Thursday in Arkansas. They had to move everything up because of the icy weather conditions. So congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, apparently on their way to a first-round win over the Violet Lady Longhorns. Mammoth Spring Bears, by the way, the boys will play their first game tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 at Hillcrest. Hayden Savage will be there for the coverage. That game will be here on K-Country 95. All right, 34-18, here are our halftime scores. Alton down 16 to the Ellington Lady Whippets. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your second half on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moon-Eye Jigs and Damiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. We're set for our second half. It'll be Ellington ball to start the third quarter. Both teams are back to their starters on the court, and here we go. Ellington with a big lead and the basketball, and Price taking it all the way to the bucket, misses the shot. Rebound taken by Jaden Mock for the Alton Lady Counters. For all with a chance here to cut it to 14. Evan Montgomery going to the hole, puts up a shot, no good. And a rebound taken by Kaylee King for Ellington. King races up the floor all the way down to the baseline, pulls up. Little turnaround jumper is up off the rim, no good. And Courtney Sharp down the rebound for Alton. Lady Comets trying to climb back into this thing. They're only down 16. Now to make it a 14-point game here. Evan Montgomery will work it to the left side for Avery Clary. Clary goes to Courtney Sharp out on the elbow. He'll swing it over on the left side to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie backs it out against the defense. Gives it on the right side to Mock. Mock going to Clary in the lane. Clary ducks under the defense and travel with the basketball. Good defensive play there by Hackworth. She just stood her ground. Avery tried to duck under and shuffled the feet. You can only imagine how good a player Avery Clary would have been without the knee issues that she's had since her freshman year. A couple of torn ACLs. After playing with a big old brace now and is going to need surgery after the season. Here's Ellington with the ball. Lob pass inside, stolen by the Alton defense. Good play by Alton. Here's Evan Montgomery coming up the other way for Alton. Evan going all the way to the bucket, misses the shot. And the rebound controlled by Laura Gore for Ellington. Gore will give it up to Kaylee King. She'll bring it into the front court. Neither team has scored here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. King step back three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And Montgomery rebounds it for Alton. And here comes Lady Thomas. Evans. To the top of the key. Lady Thomas getting the offense. Feeds it to Jaden Mott. Fake the three. Goes around Gore all the way to the rim and misses the shot. Alton with three shots from point blank and hasn't got any of them to fall. And Kaylee King just leads for everybody going the other way and scores. Ellington, first team to get on the board here in the second half. King now with 13 in the game. That's out to an 18-point advantage again for Ellington. Alton looking for their first bucket of the second half. Clarence. That'll make a move on the right side wing. Couldn't get open. Gives up in the corner to Sharp. Sharp out to Montgomery. Fires a three-pointer. That one's off the rim. Had a battle for the rebound, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on Courtney Sharp. Trying to get the rebound. Courtney called for her third of the ball game. And it'll be Ellington basketball. Number 11, Abby Harper, will trigger it in. Substitutions here for Alton. Gracie Warren and Maggie Warren check in. Clary and Mock will go to the sideline. Both wear those big heavy braces on their legs. Avery on the right side. Jaden on the left side. And Ellington, a little backdoor cut, got the ball down to Price. Couldn't get a shot. Feeds it outside Gore. Three-pointer. Good from the left corner. Gore with her second made three-pointer of the night. She's got 8 points. And Ellington steals the inbound pass. Price with the bucket and a foul. Price scores her 11th as she stole the inbound pass and she gets fouled on the play. She'll go to the line, try to complete the three-point play. It was great, or excuse me, Maggie Warren, number 15, called for the foul. So Price going to the free throw line, the sophomore, and it is good. Dylan Price now with 12. All inbounds against the pressure, got the ball in. Mackenzie Smith brings up across the timeline, has it poked away, ball loose on the floor. Sharp has got it. We finally get a held ball. And the possession arrow points to the end of the floor where the Alton Lady Comets try to score. Alton will inbound it on the sideline. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Ellington up 42-18. Alton with the basketball. Got it on the left side for Warren. To Warren. Now to Montgomery. Montgomery on the wing. Feeds it out front around the horn to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie looking to penetrate. Dumps it back out to Montgomery. Montgomery through the free throw circle. Gives it up to Gracie Warren. Now to Maggie Warren. Going to the rack. Shoots it. No good. Rebound. Gretchen Hackworth for Ellington. And she has it taken away by Mackenzie Smith. Got it off to Montgomery. Alton coming the other way. Transfer back within 22. Almost a steal. And now the ball off of Alton and out of bounds. Evan Montgomery had it poked away by Gore. And then off the hands of Alton out of bounds. So with 4:49 to go in the third. Ellington looking to go up by 26. Alton has not scored in the first 3 minutes and change of the third quarter. Despite good looks, here's a give off to Gore. Gore gives it to Price. Price dropping out the left side of the lane. Will score. Price now with 14. The sophomore has been really good. And her second trip down the floor with a bucket. Oh, got it in the corner to Courtney Sharp. Out front. Oh, that pass is stolen by Harper. Abby Harper will pull up, give it to Hackworth. Out to Kaylee King for three. Dagger right there. Kaylee King gets the three off the break. And that makes it a 19-point lead, 47-18. Is that right? That makes it more than that. No, 19-point. No, it's a 19-point lead. And we get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Ellington as Alton brought the ball up the floor. Alton will give and go for Montgomery down the corner to Gracie Warren, and then Gracie trying to make the pass, and a foul going to be called on Ellington again. Although number 32, King, was called for that foul a moment ago, her second. And this one will go on King again, her third, and she'll leave the ball game. Number 4, Ella Morton, will check in. In her place. Alton inbound the ball with 4 minutes to go. Down 47-18. Ball gets in to Gracie Warren. Gives it to Montgomery. Montgomery dumps it to Maggie Warren. She spins right. Throws up a shot. No good. And a rebound off the hands of Ellington out of bounds. Laura Gore, last one to touch it, and it'll belong to Alton. Alton's down by 29. I said 19 a moment ago, 29. Inbound play to Gracie Warren, shoots a three out of the corner. That one's off the back rim, no good. Rebound taken by Sharp, and in traffic, dribbles away from the traffic, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Ellington. They'll get it over to Price, and Price will bring it up. Ellington with a chance to go by 30. Long pass down to Hackworth. She misses the shot, gets it on the rebound, back up to the out. Hackworth with 9, and Ellington now leads it by 31 points. 49-18. Alton has not scored in the third quarter. We're down to 3:20 to play. They'll swing it left side to Sharp. Sharp in the corner to Maggie Warren. Off to Evan Montgomery. Montgomery down the middle of the lane. Steps to the bucket. No, she's going to be held. That'll be on number 4, Ella Morton. That'll be number 2 on Morton. And here's Allie Willard checking into the game. Gracie Warren will go to the sideline. Hackworth will check out. Ellington will get. Who came in? Kaylee King back in there. Alton on the inbound. And then we get a whistle and a timeout call. That'll be all the way to count. 49-18, Alton down with 3:10 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And we're back at the timeout. Coach Stephanie Miller called that timeout. The Old Lady Comets have not scored yet. And we've played 5 minutes here in the third quarter. At least they haven't scored in the quarter. And Ellington, on the other hand, has scored 15 points. And they lead it now 49-18. All inbounds to Courtney Sharp in the corner. Gives it up to Montgomery. Montgomery out to Maggie Warren. She'll fire a three. It's good! Maggie Warren hits a three off the right wing. And the Old Lady Comets finally get on the board here with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. I say on the board in the third quarter. Ellington with it, working around the perimeter of the Lady Comets zone defense. Gore with it out front to Kaylee King. Back over to Gore. Gore swings it on the right side to Price. Price down to the baseline. Trying to drive in. Lost the handle. Gets it back and then trying to throw it back out. Ball hits the back of the backboard. And that is out of bounds. Here's Jaden Mock. We'll check back in the ball game for Alton, and Courtney Sharp will go to the sideline. 2:33 to play. In the third, Alton is down by 28, 49-21. Evan Montgomery brings it across the timeline, feeds it left side to Maggie Warren, dumps it down low to Allie Willard. Moves right, then left, shoot for the left hand, it's good. Willard is off the bench, has come off the bench and scored 6 tonight for Alton. Look out for that young lady in the future. She is just a freshman. And here's a travel going to be called on Ellington. Well, a lot of contact out there. They called the travel on Ellington. I'm not sure how tall Allie Willard is, but she's got to be 6'2". Just a freshman. Good-looking player for the future of the Old Lady Comets. All with it now, Maggie Warren going to try another three out of the corner. That one rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound off the hands of Ellington out of bounds. Knocked away from Willard by number 42, is out there, Laura Gore. And now Gore going to check out of the game as Hackworth will check back in for Ellington. Alton did trigger it in here. Montgomery gets it in the middle to Willard. Shoots it short. It's that easy. And he got by far the biggest player on the court. Just lobbing up there. She just caught it and banked it in off the window. And Alton back to within 24 now at 49-25. Ellington working around the perimeter with the basketball. Comfortable lead. Got it to Price. Price dumps it down on the baseline for Morton. Morton back out to Price. She'll take it to the top of the key on the dribble. Down the left side of the lane. Back out to Morton on the wing. Fanning away from the defense. Got it back to Price. She'll drive. Shoot the little high off the jumper. And it's good. And Dylan Price now with 16. He and King both with 16 for Ellington. Evan Montgomery with it outside for Alt. I'll swing it down to Mock. Jaden driving the baseline. It's going to get fouled on the drive. No, she lost it out of bounds. It belongs to Ellington. Hawk got hammered down there, no foul call. And lost the ball out of bounds. Ellington will trigger it in with a 51-25 lead. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Ellington swinging on the right side to Kaylee King, down in the corner for Morton. Morton trying to dribble away from the defense and is going to be fouled by Jaden Mock. Number 23 for the Alton Comets. That'll be the first on Jaden tonight. Ellington will inbound, just the third team foul here in the third quarter. Ellington looking to get it in, having a little trouble. Now they get it in to Kaylee King. King out between the circles, moves around the defense on the dribble drive. Feeds it back out front for Harper. Abby Harper. Back out to King for three more. Yeah! Kaylee King with three more. She has got 19 in the game. And Ellington up by 29 again, 54-25. 40 seconds to go in the third. Working on the perimeter. Mackenzie Smith gives over to Jaden Mock. Mock now inside to Willard. Willard puts it up and in off the window. Allie Willard, when they get involved, she's been automatic. 10 points now to lead the Lady Comets for the big freshman. Ellington swinging it right side. Got it over there to Morton. Morton lobbing it down to Hackworth. A push off by Hackworth, and the ball intercepted by Maggie Warren for Alton. The Lady Comets coming the other way. Avery Clary swings it right side to Mackenzie Smith. She fell out and lost the handle. Ball picked up by Ellington. They get it down to Price. Oh, boy. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 54-27. Ellington leads the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Sarah Wheeler, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're set for our fourth quarter of action. The Alton Lady Comets are down by 29 points, 56-27. Ellington has hit 10 three-pointers tonight. Kaylee King has hit 1, 2, 3, 4 all by herself. Dylan Price with 1, 2, 3, 2 for Laura Gore. A really fine basketball team, these Ellington Lady with it. It looks like they're going to win the Class 2 District 2 Championship and move on to the state tournament. They are the state's number one ranked Class 2 basketball team. And they got subbed out there right now. Number 14, Sadie Lloyd, is checked into the game. She's swinging on the right side to Hackworth. Hackworth gives it up to Laura Gore. Gore down the corner to Kaylee King. Back out to Hackworth. And back around over to Lloyd. Lloyd dumps it off to Gore. Gore driving the baseline. Looking for a shot. Couldn't find it. Feeds it back out to King on the wing. King going high post to Hackworth. Hackworth fakes left. Gives it out to Gore in the corner for three. That one's off the front iron. No good. And a rebound taken by Evan Montgomery for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. 7.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Clary going to fire a three. And it's good. First bucket of the game for Avery Clary. And the second made three-pointer, or first made three-pointer of the game for the Alton Lady Comets. Alton back within 26, 56-30 our score. Down to 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ellington, this is one of those games where you just hope to get through it now without anybody getting hurt. Here's Laura Gore on the wing. Dumps the ball to Kaylee King. Kaylee trying to dribble, going to get bumped. And a foul going to be called on Evan Montgomery, I believe, of the Alton Lady Comets. And yet Montgomery called for a foul will be her second of the night. Ellington inbounds the ball to Hackworth. Hackworth gives it out to Price. That was Harper. They swing it around the door in the corner. Back over to Kaylee King. King into the lane, around the defense, shoots it with a left-handed shot. Kaylee King with 21 for Ellington. Young lady can flat-out play. And here come the Alton Lady College, down by 28. Montgomery off the Clary. Clary feeds it on top to Mock. Mock, right side. Going to go to Courtney Sharp, cutting through the lane. Courtney pulls up the shot. No, but she's fouled by Laura Gore. That'll be number three on Gore, and Courtney Sharp will go to the free throw line for the Alton Lady Comets, and will shoot two. Courtney with 6 points in the ball game this season, shooting for seventh and eighth. Alton is led by Allie Willard with 10. And first free throw for Sharp is no good. Substitution here. Price will check back in the ball game, and Abby Harper, number 11, will go to the Ellington bench. Now the free throw for Sharp, looking for a 7th point of the game. That one is up and no good. Rebound taken by Dylan Price for Ellington. He dribbles out of traffic and it's going to get fouled in the backcourt. That'll be on Jaden Mock. Trying to follow her up from the backside, and the foul on Mock will be her 2nd of the game. Ellington inbounds in the backcourt to Kaylee King. Behind the back with a dribble. Moves up the floor with the left hand. Now feeds it to the cutter in the lane. That is Price. Back outside to Gore for three. That one's off the back rim. Hackworth scratches the board. Gets it back out to Gore. Now the Price moves into the middle of the lane. Short running one hit to shoot. Price now with 20. Ellington with two players with over 20 in the game. They lead it by 30 now. 60-30. We're under the mercy rule with a 30-point advantage. Clock will not stop. Here's Jaden Mock with a nice move to the bucket, but misses the layup. And then we get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Jaden Mock if she got the offensive rebound. They just let her go to the bucket, and she missed the layup, and then a frustration call for the foul. And that is the 16th foul on Alton, so Ellington will start shooting the 1-1 on the next one. Haley King brings the ball up out of the backcourt, working against Mackenzie Smith. Takes her across the timeline. Feeds it outside to Price. Price lost it on the dribble in the lane, but it's poked away, and a foul is going to be called on Mackenzie Smith. First of the night on Mackenzie. And going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Number 24, the sophomore, Dylan Price for Ellington. She has scored 20 points in the game, 11 here in the second half, make it 12, and she had 9 in the first half. And she is now tied for the game high with Kaylee King, her teammate. They both have 21. Another one is on the way. That one is off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Gore. Gore feeds it out to Hackworth. She'll wrap around pass. Got to Kaylee King, top of the key. Moves to within 12 feet of the bucket. Shoots and scores. Kaylee King now with 23 for Ellington. And the Lady Whippets lead it by 33 points. We're down to 4:29 to go. Just about all over in this one. Of course, there was a 24-7 first quarter lead for Ellington, and they just haven't looked back. Here's Clary going to the rack for Alton, misses the layup. Courtney Sharp rebounds it, puts it back up and in. Courtney Sharp now with 8 points. Ellington bringing it up the floor, just a little bit of backcourt pressure. That's the ball into the front court, feeds it right side to King. Now in the corner, long 3-point try is up and no good by Lloyd. Rebound, Gore. Feeds it back out to King. She'll set up a three. That one's off the front rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Mackenzie Smith for Alton. Mackenzie races up the floor. Got it over to Evan Montgomery. Step back for the three. That one's good. Second made three-pointer of the night for Evan Montgomery, and she got 10 points. That cuts the lead back below 30 with 3:38 to go in the ballgame. Ellington with it. Price brings it up out of the backcourt. And a long cross-court pass almost stolen by Jaden Mock. And ball will go out of bounds off the hands of her. And Ellington now will bring Abby Harper back in the game. And Lloyd will go to the sideline. Ellington will inbound it to Kaylee King. Out on top with 3:25 to go. They give it now to Price. Price in the lane, trying to give it to Hackworth. Hackworth has it. Knocked away, almost goes out of bounds, saved by Alton, but right to Ellington, and King fires a three-pointer. That's in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Evan Montgomery. Montgomery up the right side, pulls up the elbow. Shot is up, blocked by Harper. Loose ball picked up by Hackworth. He'll drive to the other end for the lay-in. Preston Hackworth in double figures with 11. and Ellington back up by 30 with 2:53 to go in the game. Montgomery walks it to the top of the key for Alton. Got it to Clary. Long three-point shot. No good. Bounces high off the back rim and comes out to Harper for Ellington. So Ellington puts the ball back in a 30-point lead. I wonder how long they're going to keep the starters on the floor. Kaylee King will get it to Price. Short jumper from the free throw line is no good. The rebound taken by Clary. Clary gives it to McKenzie Smith. Going up the floor. Lost the handle. Ball picked up by Price. Price will drive. Give it over to King for the layup. Unselfish there. Gave it to King. And the junior, now with 25, we get a timeout called. Ellington is going to get subbed in the ballgame now. We're down to 2:15 to play. Like number four, Ella Morton will check in. Number 14, Sadie Lloyd checks in. Number 22, Michaela Campbell checks in. And who else is out there? Number 13, Abby Bass will check in. Number, well, that's everybody. Here's Clary on the other end for Alton with a three-point shot. That is no good. Rebound. Saved from out of bounds by Maggie Warren, who has checked in for Alton. And here comes Ellington with the ball. Got it up the floor to Bass. Bass will give it out to Morton. Morton works away from the defense on the dribble. Now McKenzie Smith almost took it from her. And now McKenzie going to be called for a foul with a minute 45 to go. McKenzie Smith will foul Ella Morton. Now team foul number 8. And Morton will go to the free throw line, shoot the 1-1 for Ellington. And the clock runs under the immersive rule here. Trying to add to a 32-point lead for Ellington. First one is up for Morton, and no good. Rebound off the hands of Alton, out of bounds. Ellington will get it back with a minute 20 to go. Clock is running under the mercy rule. Ellington got it in the corner to Morton. Morton brings it out on the open floor. Defense out there by Montgomery. And now Montgomery almost then does take it away from her. Montgomery with a steal. Going toward the lane. Pulls up, running one-hander. No good. Courtney Sharp with the rebound, trying to go back up with it. And she gets fouled by number 22, Michaela Campbell. Will be her first, and that should just about wrap up the game. And Alton making the substitutions. Allie Willard will check in. Mackenzie Smith is in. Courtney Sharp, the senior, will go to the sideline. So will the senior, Avery Clary. They played their last game as members of the Alton Lady Comets. Here's Allie Willard off the inbound with a bucket. Willard hits the bucket. Makes it a 30-point game. Here comes Ellington. They'll just run out the clock. Ellington fans getting on their feet. Alton Lady Comets fans on their feet applauding both ball clubs here tonight. I can't see a thing. Everybody's standing all over. 12 seconds to play. Ellington just handling it out front. 7 seconds to play. Lloyd's got it. 4 seconds. He'll just dribble out the clock, and that's your final. 67-37. The Ellington Lady Whippets are going back to the state tournament as your Class 2 District 2 champions. Again, 67-37. Is the final. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap it up from the Van Buren High School gym in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moon Eye Jigs and Damiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new Hook and Columbia rainwear with Muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived Hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Back after the ball game, and they have presented the plaque to the Ellington Lady Whippets. Now getting ready to announce the all-district team here. They name an all-district here in the Class 2 District 2. Although congratulations to Brandon DeWolf, Chandler Sisco, and Christian Orr of the Alton Comets, all named to the All-District team earlier this evening. And Jared Kelly of the Alton Comets, the All-District Coach of the Year. Congratulations. And here's the All-District team announcement. From Ellington. Kaylee King, no doubt about that one. Brooklyn Kirby for East Carter. Congratulations, Brooklyn. From Ellington. There you go. That is Gretchen Hackworth for the Ellington Lady Whippets. Katie Griffith from the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs. The all-time Van Buren Lady Bulldogs score. From Alton. Avery Clary makes the all-district team, the senior. And also from Alton, Evan Montgomery, just a junior, number 34. And Price, Dylan Price from the Ellington Lady Whippets. And Kinsley Murphy from the Van Buren Lady Dogs. And Golden, is that the name? From East Carter. And another from East Carter. So good representation. And we'll see here. Kaylee King named the district, all-district player of the year. And Ellington Coach named as the coach of the year. So there you have that.